WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to The Calm Within, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy world. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, sometimes this world feels like a never-ending scroll through social media, right? We're constantly bombarded with images, opinions, and updates that can leave us feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or just plain depleted. Ever find yourself comparing your life to the curated highlight reels everyone seems to be posting? Or feeling like you need to be on 24/7 to keep up? Well, friends, today we're tackling a big one. How to use social media for good without letting it hijack our mental well-being. Because let's face it, life is way too short to spend scrolling and comparing ourselves to others. Now, I get it, social media can be amazing. It connects us with loved ones, helps us discover new things, and even allows us to build communities around shared interests. But when it starts dominating our time, feeding our insecurities, or making us feel like we're constantly falling behind, that's a problem. So how do we find that sweet spot? How do we harness the power of social media without letting it control our inner peace? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as you navigate the digital world. First things first, be mindful of your time. Seriously, track your usage for a week and see where all those precious hours are going. You might be surprised. Then, set realistic limits on how much time you spend scrolling each day. Think about it like this. For every hour you spend on social media, could you be spending an hour reading a book, taking a walk, or connecting with loved ones in real life? Second, curate your feed with intention. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling negative, jealous, or inadequate. Fill your feed with inspiring content, humor, and things that genuinely bring you joy. Remember, social media is about connection and positivity, not comparison and competition. Third, engage thoughtfully. Instead of just mindlessly scrolling through posts, take a moment to truly connect with the content and the people sharing it. Leave genuine comments, start conversations, and build real relationships. And remember, online interactions don't have to be perfect. It's okay to be yourself, share your thoughts and feelings authentically, and embrace vulnerability. Fourth, remember that what you see online isn't always reality. People tend to share their best moments and highlight reels, not their struggles or imperfections. So don't compare your behind the scenes to someone else's carefully curated snapshot. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique strengths and accomplishments. Finally, take regular breaks from social media. Disconnect for a few hours each day, or even a whole weekend if you can. Use this time to recharge, reconnect with yourself and the offline world, and focus on activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. You'll be amazed at how much clearer your head feels and how much more energy you have when you step away from the digital noise. Think about it like this. Imagine you're scrolling through a magazine filled with images of perfectly posed people living their best lives. It might seem tempting to compare yourself to them, but remember that those photos are just snapshots, carefully curated to create a certain impression. Just like you wouldn't measure your worth based on a magazine spread, don't let social media dictate your self-esteem. You are worthy, valuable, and unique regardless of how many followers you have or what others post online. Now, I want to hear from you. Ever felt like social media was taking over your life? Or had an experience where you realized the importance of setting boundaries with your digital world? Share your thoughts and stories in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, friends, don't let the noise of the internet drown out your inner voice. Take control of your social media experience, focus on what truly matters, and cultivate a sense of peace and well-being that goes far beyond the digital realm. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.